By yourself for the record, begin your testimony.
I have rural Tarnow Sheriff of Coos County. On behalf of the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, we are in support of House Bill 2746. Not having realized the inundation this committee has been under with a variety of bills pertaining to the use and abuse of marijuana, pot, grass, whatever it's supposed to be called, I will make this very short and sweet, and I realize that you've got a task before you. We are in support of adding crime back into the law for the illegality of possessing small quantities of marijuana, to wit, a Class A misdemeanor. It's been my understanding that there's some concern about the lack of funds on behalf of the indigent defense people. I personally have some reservations about that, and I think that the message that we need to get across to our state and the folks within our state and to our kids is that it is now a crime to possess even small quantities and possessions and amounts of marijuana. Therefore, we ask this committee to endorse 2746. I have also a copy of a letter from the sheriff in Josephine County, a copy from our juvenile director in Coos County, and several copies of a message that I will not bother to read into the minutes at this point in time as a post, just giving it to council for distribution.
Thank you. Questions for the witness?
Representative, you've had a chance to review the other bills that criminalize marijuana.
Yeah, we gotta go where?
Realizing that I've signed on to all three of those bills, when you state you favor 31, excuse me, it wasn't 31, it was
2746.
What's your view on the other two bills? They one of them makes it a B and C misdemeanor. The other one makes it, I think, A misdemeanors. These make felonies. Do you have a preference, or is your preference what you're stating to right now?
My preference is a Class A misdemeanor or higher degree of offense. A Class A misdemeanor gives the arresting officer or the investigating officer on the street the ability to evaluate the situation by far better than a Class C or B misdemeanor situation.
Okay, and then you're increasing the penalty to a felony in some instances.
Felony as opposed to an A, but I'll take an A if I can get it.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
For your patience. All right. Now.
I'm going to award a work session.
We're going to work session. Representative Mello, would you like to come back in and assume the chair? I'll let you agree with Representative Nelson, spend a little time in the hall. We have some work to do on 2353 to get this to full committee. Thank you, Representative Nelson, for your distractions.
Appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. I try to lend guidance and counsel to all of the new members of this Senate.
And some guidance to the rest of us who's still here in the committee to get this bill out, please.
Thank you. Representative Mannix.
In regard to House Bill 2353, some amendments were enacted as a result of consultation by Chairman Mason, who's not with us at this point, and committee counsel. They are on a sheet that's been distributed to the committee members. I had raised a question about where these things belonged and so on and so forth, and my concerns have been resolved by the amendments in terms of clarifying the various statutes relating to prostitution. Chairman Mason's basic intent of calling a spade, and that is calling compelling prostitution pimping, is still there. And otherwise, we've just clarified the placement of the language. There is a lesser crime of promoting prostitution, and we took one element of that out of there and put it into compelling prostitution, which is now pimping. Anyway, with that initial commentary, I move the amendments shown on the sheet distributed labeled HB 2353 that starts with 167012, promoting prostitution.
Representative Mannix moves the amendments. We all have one page with Representative Baum. We're going to need you. House Bill 2353. Representative Mannix, you did say that the principal sponsor of this legislation, Representative Mason.
Yes, first.
These amendments have merit?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Stevens supports them. Further discussion on the amendments? Representative Calori.
Well, I guess I'd just like to make sure I understand. The one that we have that's hand engrossed here, those have been already accepted.
No.
Is that true? That's not true. Okay. So it would seem to me that we had to go through. Huh?
I'd be happy to go through what we did. We went back and.
Well, except Council says you didn't do it.
We didn't use that. Is that from the last subcommittee meeting?
I guess so.
Representative Calori, what we're doing now is adopting the language on the sheet you have.
I understand
that.
Into
okay.
What?
Into the fresh bill, not.
Correct.
Oh, the fresh bill.
Unamended
oh, okay.
Fresh bill.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get straight.
Naked bill.
The naked bill. The virgin bill.
Oh, is talking about
care pimping.
Oh.
Question.
Is there objection to the Mannix amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Representative Mannix?
I move the bill as amended to the full committee with a repass recommendation.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2353 as amended to the full committee with a due-pass recommendation. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me.
Well,
Representative Calori?
I'm going to say that not only have I not read this document, but I suspect not everybody has, because there's at least one typo in it. So I think we're doing that somewhat at least conceptually.
I've read it twice and I've missed the typo. Where is it?
Right there.
Oh, thank you. Person.
Mr.
I don't mind waiting, Mr. Chairman. I didn't realize, but.
Noting that typo.
Mr. Chair?
Thanks.
Representative Clark?
Have we run into any opposition at all on this bill?
Representative Courtney?
There was a member of the police department from Multnomah County, or Portland, excuse me, who gave us some problems.
About what?
He didn't. I'm sorry.
Concerned about the use of the word pimping, thinking it.
Oh, a member of the Portland Police Department who serves on this committee.
No. There was another.
Representative Menace also had some reservations about it, but Representative Menace, I don't believe he was present when the officer from Portland testified in a subsequent hearing when Representative Menace concurred with that objection or that concern. I'm not sure that it was so strong. I don't want to necessarily as Representative Menace.
I recall Representative Menace's
not so
statement.
Sure it was so strong that he would not support this.
Yeah,
when it comes to poll, he may have that opportunity.
We didn't hear from never mind. We didn't hear from the ACLU on this.
Testify.
That's what I thought I remembered.
I think they had one of their representatives here, but.
Okay.
I don't think there were any First Amendment or Fourth Amendment rights that were involved here.
Yeah.
That hasn't stopped in the past.
Yeah, I'm not sure those are the parameters, but I appreciate your observation. Further discussion? Representative Calori?
Well, I guess I would like to ask someone about whether or not what we are doing here is enhanced by some of these further definitions. I mean, if it all we're doing is changing the word, I'm not sure why we're doing it.
Actually, I agree with you on that, and I kind of asked, does the chairman of the committee really want to just change the word? And he says he'd like to have it called pimping instead of compelling prompt. I said, okay, I'll go along. What's the real reason for the bill? The key is to put in requests the earnings of a prostitute as one of the things that's prohibited. Demanding it's one thing, the coercion factor, but simply requesting, and that was to deal with the person who is, with the police testified to him as the wannabes, the people who are getting into pimping and start out by going around asking prostitutes to let them have their earnings without having any real hammer, no way of enforcing that. Later they get into demanding. And this bill does toughen the law because just by going around and saying, hey, I'd like to work on your income and work with you, becomes pimping, becomes compelling, and it allows the police to intervene at an earlier step in the game, so to speak. And that's the substantive merit of the bill.
Okay, I think that's important to note then.
One further thing I have forgotten that should be added to this under subsection D, the chair requested that it would read something to the effect of requests or demands the earnings of a prostitute or person posing as a prostitute. He mentioned that before and explained.
Person posing as a prostitute.
You almost have to do that. Chair.
Table a friendly amendment.
I think that's a friendly amendment. I accept it as such.
Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Ford?
Aye.
Coffey?
Yes.
Hess?
Aye.
Baum?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Aye. Adopted.
You need a motion?
Wasn't that a motion to the full committee?
Oh, okay.
We will close the hearing on House Bill 2353.
Just adopted a friendly amendment to this deal.
Yeah, that's right.
So we had to redo it.
Good point.
Yeah, that's right.
In the discussion, was that the adoption of the amendments or was that adoption to full committee? Motion to full. Amendments only? All right. Yeah, Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2353.
Representative Calori was going to make the motion, Mr. Chairman.
That's fine with me. Representative Calori moves House Bill 2353 to the full committee with a due pass, as amended.
As amended.
Full committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Where's she going?
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Brian?
Aye.
Calori?
Yes.
Courtney?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Aye.
It's passed to close the hearing on and work session on House Bill 2353.
Can we go to a work session on those marijuana bills?
I believe we'll close our activities for the day.
I don't know, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix?
Having had the wonderful experience of being, I think Representative Calori and I are the two people who have had the wonderful experience of having been here throughout this hearing. There may be some other witnesses on these on three bills, and I don't know if they've been asked. I know we had one hearing witness on 2746, but 3054 or 3157.
Is there anyone here that is that came to testify on House Bill 3054, 2746, 3157, or 2479?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Baum.
Those bills are. I have several members here who sponsored him.
That's correct. And I would say, Representative Baum, that since you are a sponsor of one of those bills, are you on one of those? I know I am. It is my understanding that we will work as a group. Certainly the concepts, I think, are related in each of those bills. Some of them are a little more far-reaching than others, perhaps.
Does the chair know when we're going to have a work session on this?
Sure.
Yes. I appreciate your question. Now, when the chair of this committee grants that hearing, maybe counsel, of course, we've got substitute counsel now.
I thought we were in a situation where we could have a work session on a bill.
We are in a situation where it is possible to go into work session, but I think probably given the desire of the big chair that it would not be wise policy at this particular point. At least that's my understanding.
I just didn't want the opportunity to evade us. I didn't want the opportunity to slip this by and we never see it again.
That I don't believe that's the intention of the chair. I can't get it hard for me to speak to. There are procedures, Representative Baum, that perhaps you will learn of the DFP field aren't progressing in a manner that you think is appropriate. You can attempt to cause them to surface.
I was just trying to take advantage of the situation.
They do have an eager group.
You got caught.
Well, I want to move the business of the legislature along.
I appreciate that, Representative Baum.
Nobody getting caught. It's a public meeting.
Mr. Chair.
We're all here.
Representative Clark.
In that light, I'd like to bring the attention of the committee to something, moving the business of the legislature along. I'm sorry the chair of the committee is not here. I'm becoming increasingly, the reason I sat in on the meeting today was to make this statement. I'm becoming increasingly concerned as I look on the horizon and I don't see sentencing guidelines coming our way. It's the end of March and sentencing guidelines, well, Counsel, the substantive aspects of the sentencing guidelines, as I understand it, are not coming our way. We're getting some implementation, we're getting some window dressing, we're getting some of that stuff, but we're not getting, as I understand it, the plans now are not for this committee not to have a chance comprehensively to review sentencing guidelines. Representative Miller has a bill in that would say the sentencing guidelines don't go into effect unless the legislature says that they do. But the sentencing guidelines, for those of us first-term people, were not our creation. We didn't have a chance to look at them. We weren't part of the creation of them, but we're going to have to go out and live with them. And I'm awfully upset that apparently the current plans are for us not to have a chance to look at those. And I make the statement hoping that it will get to the chair. I'll probably make the statement on the floor on Monday because I'm so concerned about it. And I've talked to some other freshmen, and they are also concerned about it.
Representative Clark, I appreciate that observation and the reference to the legislation that I have proposed to be introduced through this committee. I expect we'll have a bill that embodies your thoughts probably next Friday.
I would hope so.
I think, and you should know that the chair signed with me the request made to the speaker for the introduction of this kind of legislation. It doesn't necessarily guarantee support, but I'm hopeful, and I don't think the freshmen have to feel like they're alone in not necessarily knowing or understanding the contents of sentencing guidelines.
I know that the law enforcement people
role for us to affirmatively act on the sentencing guidelines. So I hope we will do that, but we'll have that discussion, I'm sure, in due course.
I know that,
counsel?
In response, Mr. Chair, I just say that the law enforcement people that I have talked to who have looked at the sentencing guidelines in detail are horrified.
Well, I know we have some people in the audience who
are talking about my local. I'm talking about my local people.
Are also horrified.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Put it mildly.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Counsel, did you have a response to Representative Clark before Representative Mannix?
I just wanted to share with Representative Clark and the other members of the committee that there is a full committee meeting scheduled out of sequence for next Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 3, at which time the full committee will receive a presentation from Hardy Myers and, I believe, Bob Durston on sentencing guidelines. If you have not been so apprised, I apologize. But the full committee will be meeting next Wednesday, the 29th, Bob, is that right? From 1 to 3 p.m., it will be an introduction and an overview to the content of sentencing guidelines.
Okay. I think Representative Clark, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it is still my understanding, in response to direct questions from the leadership, that this committee is not scheduled to have a comprehensive look from the standpoint of approval, getting into the workings of those sentencing guidelines. And I'm very concerned about that.
There's a difference between being able to read the book and write the book. Some of us would like to help make sure the book is well written. Mr. Chairman, may I address another issue?
Yes, just one, excuse me, just a second. Counsel?
Do you want to share
the end of my legislation?
Well, or circulate a copy of the LC draft?
As soon as we can get one, you bet. That'd be very good.
Thank you.
Representative Mannix, continue, yep, please.
The other point is we have some people here that I'm sure are very interested in the issue of what we're going to do on penalties in regard to marijuana. And I know Representative Baum is anxious to have a discussion on that. Other than the fact that I'm going to need a brief recess in a couple of minutes, then I can return. If the members of the committee are interested in having a work session to discuss the philosophy of where we want to go with these four bills and maybe sort of work out an outline or start working towards that. I don't know how tired people are. It's 4:15. I'm just volunteering for a little discussion here.
It looks like a bipartisan effort for me, but you know, we'll defer to the chair's wishes on.
Let's do it.
We
have 4.5
country lawyer.
Country
cookies. And we have plenty of energy on this committee, but I had the direction. Not direct from the chair, but...
What if we just had a 20-minute work discussion session, no final action on any bill, just to get an idea of where we're headed? I'm open to it. But I don't... Now,
well,
if that's a problem,
I can tell you, I wouldn't have any difficulty with staying here and discussing the merits of each one of those bills. I would suggest that you aren't likely to send any bill to the full committee. We may just think about what direction we want to go. I don't object to that. Representative Courtney,
he raised his eyebrows.
You're one of the chairs of a sub.
Appreciation with the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. You also have to be chair of this committee. Is deeply concerned. And to be sure, if you want to have a rump session on what you'd like to do, that would be very fine. But I don't think that the
All right,
the
I
working
got the message.
Of the bill is a top priority at this time, Mr. Chair.
Well, I didn't suggest we'd work them. I just suggested we might discuss.
House lounge and discuss it.
public meeting. Nice
well, I'd like to know if we need any interaction with some of the witnesses that are here in regard to the directions, or are they satisfied they've had enough chance to provide us with input through the public hearing? And if so, I'll just shut up and we can go on from there.
I mean,
they're a resource and they're here, and we may have a work session 2 weeks from now or a week from now.
I feel comfortable with, if you will assure me, Mr. Vice Chair, that we'll have a work session on these four bills.
I will assure you.
The chair, as strongly as I can, go out to have a work session on these bills. I didn't put my name as a sponsor on at least a couple of these, just to see it in print.
Chair?
Because if we had all these people in this room committed to vote for a hearing, we'd have to have one, wouldn't we?
I can assure you that there's a bipartisan mm-hmm. support to get to these bills and work it over.
True. Can we count on Representative Courtney on that too, I think? Or
7 is the magic number, what? Representative Paul.
That's what I mean.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't think the chair has ever demonstrated up at this point of the session an unwillingness to.
True.
Absolutely.
True.
I would hope that we don't, in his absence today, since we're developing quite a record, which I'm sure his ears and eyes will find on Monday, reach a conclusion or do things today that would perhaps alienate
him. Representative Courtney.
It is Easter.
And I'd like to get home before it really is Easter.
All right.
Well,
we better just go on.
Peace.
Peace.
I would simply have said, and I will, there was a witness who's available today that wanted to briefly to give us any particular guidance on
what bill of the bills are
preferable. I think we'd be willing to wait here a few more minutes to hear. I don't know whether. Yes? All right. We'll open the hearing on House Bills 3054, 2746, 3157, 2479. Come forward, please.
This is getting a little ridiculous.
I just want to give them a chance to participate. I think all she's going to add, if I'm mistaken, is she wants to make sure.
Actually, I'm
say your name again for the record.
My name's Rosanna Creighton, Director of Citizens for a Drug-Free Oregon. I'm a little bit concerned and I'm very confused on what's taking place right now. And I have my own thoughts on it, which I'm not going to tell you right now.
Let me, Mr. Chairman, may I interrupt?
Representative Mannix.
I'll be very direct. We're just trying to be careful about being genteel. The chairman isn't here and we don't want to do anything and find out that he had some thoughts to offer. So we're being sensitive about not taking any final action on bills and working up a bill that he may have some thoughts to offer on out of deference to the chairman. That's what that dynamic was all about. And but the other hand, some of us wanted to make sure with all the folks that have been here to watch these bills that we are interested in having some interaction if they had some particular preferences instead of just testifying on Bill 1, Bill 2, Bill 3, Bill 4. Let us know in a little bit of free flow, hey, where would you really like to go? And that's all it's all about. There's no Machiavellian scheme going on. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and Representative Mannix, thank you. I am looking at Senate Bill 463, which was the bill that was introduced for us that's identical to the bill you heard today that the governor is sponsoring. And listed as co-sponsors, I see the name Baum, Bryan, Calhoun, Calori, Clark, Courtney, Miller, Minnis. They'll sound familiar to me. I also see a lot of those same names on the other bills, and I think all that I want from you as a committee is to go through when you're fresh and when you really are serious about looking at this marijuana situation, and I'm depending on you to determine what is the best way to go. The only thing I ask of you is don't just do nothing. The least you can do, and I think I had that in my testimony, but I'm kind of confused what I verbalized and what was just written, is please, the increase of fines is the minimum we need to do. If it's the first step, then it's the first step, but please take a step. There was one other thing, because I was rushing through testimony trying to be considerate for all of you. I had an amendment that I wanted to ask you to consider, and I can't even find my testimony here. If you decide to go with a misdemeanor charge, after you've given it great thought and consideration, I am asking you, and I did make some phone calls to make sure that this is possible on a misdemeanor charge, and I got a definite, I think so, from legislative counsel and from other sources. But I'm asking you, if you go the misdemeanor route, to designate the revenues that will be generated to juvenile prevention and treatment programs administered by the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs, so we get some funding for treatment. I look forward to the work session. I have given you plenty of material to weight down your files, and I will be here during the work session. The only thing that I ask of you is please don't let these all four die because you can't sort through them. And I look forward to you taking some action, and I thank you.
One question.
Yes.
There was some testimony about we seem to emphasize, or it seems, the drug offenses with the meth and the crank and so forth. And it seemed to me, I observed some folks when those statements were being made, and you can do it with body language, saying, there they go again, not really recognizing the seriousness of the marijuana problem. Did I read you right?
Absolutely, Representative Miller. We don't have meth users. We don't have crank and cocaine users unless they start with marijuana first. Now, we're going to say 100% of users of methamphetamine and cocaine started with marijuana. No. But 93% of your cocaine users start with marijuana first, and it's a very natural progression. We have the research to prove it. There aren't hard drugs. There aren't soft drugs. They all go together. Jeff Kushner had wonderful testimony that dealt with the marijuana per se as a drug. I have testimony that you have, you all have it in writing, that deals with the drug marijuana. And I had asked Michael Goldrick to come from the treatment center, the youth treatment center of Eugene, specifically to tell you about how marijuana affects the people that they treat. And he wasn't able to get into that because we ran out of time. So, yes, you did read our body language right, because it's all part of the misconception of what drug use is all about.
Do you know of similar legislation in the Senate?
We dropped the bill in the Senate, and I've already forgotten the numbers. It's Senate Bill 463, and this hearing was set first. And
had no action in the Senate?
None of our bills yet have had any action.
Are they scheduled?
Not yet. I think basically what we're doing is, and I'm encouraging that, I'm supporting that, is Representative Courtney's bills and the bills that are coming from the House that have already passed. There's no need to start them all over in the Senate when they're identical. And so I told Senator Cohen that I would be working those bills just like I have here and that I supported them. I hope we can get them scheduled.
Representative Bryan?
I guess I wanted to say something. I sure wouldn't want you to go away with the impression of this last half hour that these were not considered important. I think they're so important. Edging towards the last 10, 15 minutes is not to try to pick them up at 4:15 on probably the end of June. I think they deserve a real serious look. I think they will have one. The shortest of time, like on 2479, to an extent, and I think reflected in the vote, the information is good. I think as reflected by that vote, we were convinced anyway. We had, either by reading material submitted or our own personal knowledge, had that information and agreed. And so hope that wouldn't be taken as a kind of shot to the testimony. And I appreciate your availability. I know your commitment is, and I know you'll be available the next time we discuss it, too. That's why I didn't feel bothering trying to get into a quick 15, 20 minute thing where I was looking at the clock tonight.
Mr. Chair and Representative.